You're listening to the Ideal Business Show with Pat Rigsby. This is the place where fitness entrepreneurs come to learn how to earn more income, have more impact, and enjoy more freedom. Now, here's your host, Pat Rigsby.
Be here with another episode of the Ideal Business Show, and today I'm on the line with my friend Daniel Ming, the owner of MoveFit Personal Training in Nashville. And Daniel's been a member of our Ideal Business Academy, but more than that, he's been a guy that's had a great deal of success in the industry, you know, doing a variety of things. And you know, he's certainly got an interesting story, and I think he's got a lot to share about, you know, how his business has evolved and how some of the things that he's picked up along the way could certainly be of value to you. So welcome, Daniel.
Thank you so much, Pat. I just want to tell you I'm honored that you asked to talk to me. It's really, it means a lot, so thank you.
Well, my pleasure. And, you know, let's help people get to know you a little bit better. Do you mind sharing a little bit about how maybe you got into the industry?
Yeah, sure. I guess it started going way back. I played baseball in college, very small Christian school in Indiana, Oakland City University. And through that experience, I actually had what now I probably know I needed was Tommy John surgery. For those people in the baseball world, they'll know what that is. But essentially, it kind of derailed my pitching career a little bit and had to make a decision. And kind of fast forward, I decided, okay, I can't pitch anymore, so I'm going to try to play outfield. So I got in really good shape. I spent a whole summer really by myself, getting up in the morning early, 5 o'clock in the morning, working out, and I really transformed my physique. And what that did was ultimately get me really psyched about fitness. I saw a huge change. I actually went my senior year. I led the team in hitting. I was fast. I had power. All these things that I didn't have. I wish I had done it earlier. But long story short, I moved to Nashville, Tennessee, and actually had a job very briefly for about a year and a half with my family's company, which is Hunt Brothers Pizza, which some people may know what that is. But that's my mom's four brothers started that. And it just wasn't for me. And I was working out at a gym in a guy approached me one day. He said, man, you ever thought about being a trainer? I would help my brother out in the gym sometimes. And I thought, not really. But he kind of piqued my interest. And at that point, I started looking into it. And I studied for it and made the switch in the career at a young age. And that's how I got into it. I guess we're just a little over 18 years now that I've been doing this.
So how did you go from, hey, I don't want to work in the family business, to being a business owner? How did that evolution happen?
Well, I think that, you know, initially the thought process, Pat, was I wanted to just make it on my own. I don't know where that comes from. I guess slight chip on the shoulder for whatever reason. But I just thought, you know what? This is the time to make this decision. It was something that I guess I'm probably, some people would tell you, especially at a younger age, fairly controlling personality. So maybe just the idea of controlling my own destiny meant something to me. So the idea of getting into a field where I could potentially do that, actually own a business, resonated with me. And I thought that, you know, fitness was an option there. So it, you know, obviously through years of work and growing, it eventually happened.
So let's talk about, you know, MoveFit and kind of the evolution of how that business is gone. Because I know just in the time that you've been in the IBA, there's been a big evolution. So I'd love to hear a little bit more about that story.
Absolutely. Well, the beginning isn't exactly sexy. It's what happened was basically, you know, I was an independent trainer. I was doing my own thing, working in some different studios here in town. And one particular one that I worked at mostly told me on a Tuesday that on Thursday they'd be closing. So I thought, well, okay, what do I do? So I'd already been really thinking hard about opening my own place. And this was the catalyst. So basically I went out that day. I went around looking for different spots. I found a 1,200 square foot space. I had a pretty big clientele already, so I knew I could make it work. And so my start of my quote business was, you know, me owning a space and working there essentially. So it wasn't the sexiest thing initially, but with the idea that over time I would grow it. So that's kind of what the beginning of it was. But then, you know, for the first couple of years, it was me. I was training out of a space. I was busy doing well. But then I decided, you know what, I want to bring on, you know, some people to work for me. And I started out doing independent contractors and probably went the way a lot of people do, but found that I really wasn't creating what I wanted to create. And that's when I found you guys and the IBA.
So, you know, you've had a pretty kind of, I guess, interesting path, because you certainly trained some high profile people as well as having more of that kind of traditional training studio. So, I mean, do you mind sharing anything about that, how that might have kind of, I guess, come to be and how that's become a part of your business too?
Sure, absolutely. Yes, I definitely had some unique experiences. So some of that time between when I started and when I created MoveFit, I was lucky enough to meet country music artist Kenny Chesney. And he just happened to be working out at the gym that I was at the time. And we got introduced and we met. And long story short, we hit it off and got along. And he asked me one day, you know, he said, "Hey, I got to do a photo shoot in about 3 weeks. Can you come out on the road with me?" And I was 24 years old. And I thought, oh, wait a second. I got all these clients here. I don't know if I can do this. But then, of course, I got home and thought about it. And it was a no-brainer, obviously, to take this opportunity. So that was 16 years ago that I've done that. So I've been working with Kenny ever since I did. I've had a lot of opportunities with him. He went through a transformation, I guess you'd say, under my guidance, and was pretty well publicized through magazines and television and whatnot. And, you know, through that relationship, I've obviously, that has spawned additional relationships to where I have worked with quite a few, particularly country music celebrities, some others like, you know, College Game Day host Kirk Herbstreit. I do some work with him still, and quite a few other people. So I know people usually find that pretty interesting. So it is something that is unique about our facility. We don't focus on that, Pat, but people, you know, I think they find it interesting. But also these celebrities find it that they can come in here and feel like a normal person and not get, you know, not get gawked at or bothered at the same time. So that is something they do enjoy.
Yeah, I would say that's a big challenge, and you guys have figured out a way to address that and build a nice void. So tell me about kind of the evolution of MoveFit as it relates to kind of this shift. When I first got to know you, there was a lot of one-on-one training going on. It seemed like by some measures, things were going fine, but by others, maybe the business wasn't where you wanted it to be. And then, you know, it seems like over the past couple of years, it's really evolved into a pretty awesome business. So can you talk a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. So yes, when I met you, yeah, I guess by most standards, people would have thought us to be successful. And from the outside looking in, it probably did look that way. You know, because I made some decisions. I've expanded a little bit over the years. When I started out 1,200 square foot, in 2013, I went to 2,400. In 2015, I went to 3,600. But, you know, I made some decisions to, you know, create employee relationships. But then I made some decisions that weren't quite as good, where I decided, you know, to hire some paid, really experienced coaches. And we were doing almost exclusively one-on-one personal training. And that's all I really knew. So when I met you, you know, the issue was, is that from a top line revenue perspective, we looked good, but our net was not good. And, you know, for every increase in revenue, the payroll just went right up with it. And I knew it wasn't sustainable. So just from speaking with you and starting to learn more from others, which is something I hadn't done a very good job at prior to that, you know, I made some really tough decisions. And you can stop me if I'm rambling here, but the first of 2016, I decided to basically rip the Band-Aid off. And I knew, I was like, okay, I've got a good business. But again, this is not, you know, I had to look in the mirror and decide, is this the business that I want? And that's what resonated so much to me about what you speak about, is, wait a second, this isn't my ideal business. I'm just a business owner, but actually I don't even like what I've created. I decided, I'm like, all right, I'm going to make some tough decisions. I'm going to get rid of some of these higher paid employees, not just because they're higher paid, but because they just weren't a cultural fit. They wanted to do things their way. I felt like I was kind of hijacked by my employees, which is one of the best pieces of advice you ever gave me, was the statement that, you know, am I in business to be an employer or do I want my own business? And I had just never thought of it that way. And I was like, you're right. That's exactly right. So I did make some tough decisions in 2016. I changed our business model. I got rid of most of our staff. I kept one. I hired new people. And it hurt. I'll go ahead and tell you. I mean, it was tough. I mean, our revenue basically got cut in half. But I had a vision. And I knew what I wanted to create. So, you know, those first few months, I mean, you know, in March, April, May of 2016, despite the fact that I'd been open 7 years, you know, we're pretty low, but I just knew, I was like, you know, if we stick to it, and with the one person I kept is kind of my right hand, and she's really been a part of all this, and she believed in it too, and I thought we can really create something pretty wonderful. And so from that point, I started incorporating, you know, things I hadn't done, things that you've taught me in IBA, and really changed the culture of the business. I brought in people that I liked, that had the same values as me. And that alone, Pat, changed everything, because I actually liked coming to work. I liked the people I worked with. They were on board with everything we were doing. And then the snowball started rolling. So as 16 came to a close, it was starting to pick up. And then 17 really saw things explode. So yeah, I'll stop there for a minute.
So as an owner, how is this kind of business model different for you?
Oh, goodness. Let's start from the beginning. Number one, I was training 25, 30 hours back in 2015 per week, you know, still, despite running the business. So again, so much of it, I was in it and not working on it, which we talk about all the time. But now I mainly run it. So I train a couple hours a week, and only because I want to, not because I need to. So that part is significantly different. I have a model where, you know, again, it, you know, we call it personal training. It is a semi-private model, 1 to 4 clients with a coach, but it's done in a way where people don't just train with one person. They train with multiple people, which protects a little bit against the whole thing that a lot of us fitness business owners have to deal with when a trainer leaves and half your clients leave with it. We've kind of gotten rid of that. We've attached them to the business rather than to individual people. We've done that in a very strategic way, I guess you could say. But ultimately, it's allowed me a freedom that I never had. I'm able to take my daughter to school. I don't work at night anymore. Significant difference in lifestyle previous to this change in 2016.
So with that in mind, I kind of want to shift gears and put you in kind of a coach role here. I mean, you've certainly kind of seen most kind of aspects of being a fitness business owner. I mean, you've been, you know, on the road with celebrities, you've worked out of other people's studios, you've had a very small footprint studio, you've had independent contractors, you've gone through an expansion, you've shifted to having more of a semi-private business model. So, man, I mean, it's a lot.
No doubt.
So if you had maybe 2 or 3 bits of advice or lessons for a business owner who maybe already has a business, but it isn't exactly what they want it to be, what pieces of advice could you offer?
I would say the first thing, most importantly, and the thing that I really, you know, feel like I didn't do a good job of initially, was don't try to do it by yourself. Get help. Invest in coaching. Surround yourself with other fitness business owners that you admire. Learn from others who are smarter than you and be willing to take advice. Truthfully, I had my head in the sand and didn't know that a lot of this stuff existed. And so for all those years, I was just doing it on my own. And this, I would say, if I could point it to one single thing that changed my business, it's that I reached out and got help, and help that actually resonated with me, you know, something that I believed in. So that would be the first thing I would tell you. Whatever works for you, find it, but find something, find some coaching, find some mentorship. It's worth way more than you pay for it. Other things I would say is that, you know, every business is different. I think particularly in the fitness business, you know, people try to emulate those that are successful. But I think just because something works for someone else doesn't mean it's the right decision for you. I think you have to make business decisions that work best for you and be okay with them, because it is your business. And at the end of the day, you know, just like you talk about, you have to do something that makes you happy. So that could be, you know, some people that's owning multiple locations and having a big online thing and promoting yourself as the big celebrity, and that's fine. But for others, that's not what they're in this for. So I think you make the decision that works best for you. The last thing I'd say, really simply, I think if your business model includes employees, surround yourself with people that you like. Find people that have your values and character and integrity, whatever that might be. Because if you want it to be a cultural fit, if you want the business to be able to succeed when you're not there, you have to have that. And so, you know, ultimately where I made the mistake before is I didn't look for that. I was looking for certifications and experience, and that just led to clashes, where now it's more about personality types and value fits that have really allowed the business to explode. And I hear it every day from my clients. So I know that's working.
Very cool. So if somebody wants to learn more about you and just maybe see some of the things that you've done, where can they find you?
Well, online. I've got www.movefit.com. That's my business website. You can learn quite a bit about what we do there. You know, I've got my Facebook page and different things like that. But mainly it's through the business page that I do most of my stuff. I'm sure if you Googled my name, you might be able to find some things about me too as well.
Well, you are a man of mystery, so it's not as easy to find out stuff. I mean, I didn't know anything about the Hunt Pizza stuff, so this was new to me. Yeah. Well, Daniel, thank you so much for being on. I know you've got a busy time coming, really kind of coming on here with a new child on the way. So I appreciate you carving out some time for us. Thanks for everybody listening in for another episode of the Ideal Business Show. This is Pat and Daniel signing off.
Thanks for listening. We've got a special gift for our listeners. We're giving away 52 cut and paste newsletters that you could start using for your fitness business today. To get your special gift, head on over to patrigsby.com/gift.